next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 0-1 overall and host Howard at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're excited to have our home opener this weekend against Howard. Excited as a new head coach and new staff to play in our first home game in front of our fans, our students. And we're excited to get back on the field to compete and show that we're continuing to improve every day that we go out there. Disappointed in the outcome of last week's game. We played a very good opponent on the road across the country and did not play to our full potential, but we're back at it. Had a great practice today, had a great practice Sunday. Guys have great attitudes, are locked in, and continue to focus on the process of improvement, and can't wait to get out and show that we're continuing to improve every chance we get this Saturday. So with that, I'll go ahead and take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, the coach will be allowed to leave the call. Your first question comes from Ari Wasserman, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Chris. I think it's been well documented that you were a major part of Ohio State's recruitment of K.J. Hill. I know that you were involved with him at Arkansas and were able to kind of get him there at the end. Can you maybe take me back to what it was like when you made that switch from schools and how what you might recall about the recruitment of K.J. Hill to Ohio State? And he scored Ohio State's first touchdown this week. Just if you could give me some input on what attracted you to him.
I'll start by saying that congratulations to KJ. I saw that he had the first touchdown. Very happy for him and his family. He's a tremendous young man, just outstanding, great family. And I was a part of the recruitment process there at Arkansas when I was at Arkansas, trying to recruit him to Arkansas. Left to go to Ohio State, and they had reached out and had interest in Ohio State. Got him to come up and visit. Knew that he would fit the offense, fit the culture there. We as a staff thought he would fit, and we recruited him. And I think he's a tremendous young man, great player, and love his family.
He reached out to you first to see if Ohio State had an opening for him?
Yes.
Is that unique?
No, it's not. Not at all. I mean, I had a connection with the family at the time. The times he'd come to visit to Arkansas, I had a connection with the family. And just not proper protocol for me to reach out and try to recruit guys from another school. It's just not the way I do business, but they had reached out to me, expressed interest, and they had decommitted from Arkansas. So at that moment, he was free for us to recruit.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. At practice today, did you guys have more guys? Because first day of classes, did you expand the rosters at all?
We had a few extra guys out there, some first day of class walk-ons that have been in the program in the past.
And then the other day after the game, you seemed most disappointed in special teams. Why was that, Chris? Was there something? Is it because of the amount of time you guys spend on it, or why was it that special teams seemed to bother you the most after that game?
Well, anytime you give up a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown, those things just don't happen very often. And when you got two of them in one game, it's very disappointing. It's gut-wrenching. And the fact that we have spent an insane amount of time on special teams, I'm involved in coaching special teams, and just thought we would go out and perform better than that, and we didn't. And watching the tape, wasn't any happier after watching the tape. So it's an area that we got to continue to improve in. We got to continue to get great effort, but we got to do our responsibilities and execute what we're trying to do better on Saturdays too.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from Garrett Stevens, ScarletReport.com.
Hey, Chris, just to follow up with what Ryan was asking about with special teams, when you talk about cleaning up the performance from Saturday, how do you go about doing that throughout the week?
Same as we do on offense or defense. We sit and we evaluate the videotape from Sunday. We look at the goods, the bads, the areas of concern that we need to practice and get better at. We look at the personnel. We look at what we're asking the personnel to do. And then we go through our practice routine through Sunday through Friday, just like we do on offense and defense, and We have a system of working certain units on Sunday, certain units on Tuesday, certain units on Wednesday, all of them on Thursday, and then we clean them up on Friday. But that's no different than what we do on offense or defense. But it just gets back to just like what you do with everything else. Watch the videotape, evaluate it, find the goods and the bads, have a plan to get it fixed, and make sure you're doing it with the right people and you're asking the people that are out there to do things they can do.
You mentioned, obviously, you guys have broken down your film against Washington Saturday. Have you looked at Howard at all? And if so, what have you seen out of Howard on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, we've done both of those things, but we get on the next opponent right away on Sunday after we evaluate our own film. And Howard's a well-coached football team. They look like they're playing with more confidence this year in the first game. I know the score wasn't what they wanted to be, but they look like they understood their offense, their defensive schemes better than they did last year. They're well-coached. They look like they played hard. They got some good players and got a good quarterback, good receiver that can make plays. You know, so it's not a team that we can take lightly at all, or they're going to be able to make some plays and put some points on the board.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Trevin Jones with Howard University. Trevin, your line is open.
Oh, thank you. Coach Ash, good afternoon to you. I won't keep you long. One question I wanted to ask you, Coach, was it seemed like the Scarlet Knights got off to a slow start, and that being the first game of the season, first of all, first and secondly, welcome to Rutgers. What was your impression of your team as they tried to fight back from the 34-3 deficit in the first half?
No, I was very happy with our team's demeanor throughout the game. I was happy with their attitude, their effort, their coachability. They stuck together. I think we got great chemistry on the football team. You know, I don't know. It was a combination of us starting out slow and a combination of Washington starting fast and being a pretty good football team. And there are just a few explosive plays in that game early on that dug us a big hole. But nobody flinched. Nobody panicked. We kept coaching. We kept playing. And I was really pleased with what I saw as the game went on. And even more pleased after I watched the videotape that a lot of encouraging things were done in that game, even though the score looked terrible.
And then my second question, Coach, is how will you feel with your first game at home this season as the head coach of the Scarlet Knights, and how is the team looking at this game? How is the energy?
Well, we just practiced today. Energy was great. Focus was great. It's our first home game. We're excited about it. Your home field has to be your home, you know, home turf. It has to be a home field advantage. You got to protect your stadium and your turf, and we're excited to do that. Yeah, we need to win games here at home. And how do we do that? We just got to continue to focus on our process and go out and play to our full potential. Hopefully things take care of themselves, but that's what it's all about. We have to win games at home, but we just got to focus on the process of improvement right now too.
And, Coach, my last question is, I know you can't just take any team for granted, but you guys just played Washington, and now you're going to play Howard. How do you keep the players, I guess, level-headed going into a game of this type?
Well, I think coming out of Washington, that game and that score, that should keep anybody level-headed, you know, if they were paying attention. I think our guys are locked in and focused on just trying to be the best that they can be and keep improving. They're locked into how we practice, how we prepare, the way we meet. And, you know, Howard's another opportunity for us to go out and show that we're improving. And that's all it is. I don't care who we play, what the logo is on the helmet. You know, we got to go out and we got to continue to work and play.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.